The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 6 minutes after eight. Okay, I plead guilty. I plead guilty to being able to count number of Democratic votes willing to pass a clean resolution, which are none. Okay? And so I bring this up, and people say, well, you're a righto. Need to have a fight. Okay, fight. All right? You want to shut down the government? Hey, listen, I like to shut down the government for maybe another year. But I'm a rhino, according to some. Right? Actually, I like to shut down a lot of the government permanently, you know, when it comes right down to it. I'm just talking about what you can actually do. Politics is the art of the possible. Now, if you want to shut it down, it's fine. But no matter what you might think or like to believe, and I would like to believe that the force of our amazing personality is just going to be able to convince the mainstream media that most of the Americans get their news from still. They don't watch Fox News. They're not watching Newsmax. Okay, just understand that. And public opinion matters on certain things. May come back to bite us at some point. Just understand that. And if you're all right with it, fine. Let me go to David. David's in Phoenix. Hey, how you doing this morning? Go ahead.
Good morning, Bill. It's not a conspiracy. It's just a irritant. It's my understanding that people in Josephine County had an election and they voted for John West to be a county commissioner. This is back when he first got the commissioner.
Yes.
Is that somebody? They voted for him, right?
Yeah, they voted for him. Yes, they did.
Okay. And then another group who didn't like him for whatever reason got enough to do a recall. We just had a recall of
Yep, them. And it passed. It passed wildly.
So where my confusion is where were all the people knowing that this other thing is going on to turn in their ballots and reelect him? How is it that he got? How is it that the recall worked? Where were all the people who voted for him to vote for him during the recall? Because that's what it takes, and it's confusing to me, and it is upsetting to me.
Yeah, well, it's upsetting to a lot of people, too. Well, I can tell you what they're doing. They're sitting on their butt is what they were doing. Okay?
Well, then that's like saying, oh, we elected Donald Trump. Now we can all go fishing. It doesn't work like that.
That's exactly. I think that's exactly what happened. I agree with you. I think it's exactly what happened. I think that a lot of John West's supporters just sat on their butt or not paying attention or willfully ignorant or there's enough people that will come out there and take on the hissy fit crowd. And they were wrong. So there we go.
Well, so.
I said that yesterday, David. That one of the challenges that I see in America today, especially from the right, is that, well, we got Donald Trump in, everything's fixed, and nothing could be further from the truth, okay?
Wow.
All right, there we go. I mean, he's going to be a great addition in Washington, D.C., and stirring things up. It doesn't solve the challenges that we're facing in Blue Oregon, or at least with what's coming down from Blue Oregon into Red Oregon, you know, our particular area. All right, let me go to, gosh, I forgot your name. But anyway, go ahead. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hey, Randy, go ahead.
So I'm for shutting the government down. This idea that when the Republicans have the majority, they always cave into the Democrats because of the very logic that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we can't get enough Democrats to vote for what we really want, then we'll give them what they want so that we can get it passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that attitude's got to stop. And I don't care if the news wants to blame the Republicans, the media has about as much credibility as a brick.
The media has as much credibility with people like you and me. But that's not true. That's not true of the dim bulbs that vote in the AOC types. Okay.
Well, okay. And that's true. But the thing is, they are losing market share wildly right mm-hmm. now. They are crumbling, and they know it.
But Republicans need to understand you are handing a club with which to be beaten about the head to your opponent, which is down right now. I think you can agree on that much, right? Just understand what you're doing, right?
I don't think so. I don't think there's a club there.
Okay, so for the first time in history, there's no club on the Republican head on a shutdown. Okay. I hope you're right. Well, I hope you're right. I really do.
The pendulum is swinging. And, you know, 4 years ago, I would agree with you. But today, I think people are really fed up with what they're being spoon-fed from the media because they know it's all a bunch of crap.
Okay. Like I said, I think, though, that that's an ideological thing. I don't think there's a bunch of people sitting around going, you know, boy, NBC News has been lying to me all these years, and now I'm going to have to go over to Newsmax or something like that. I wish you were right about that. Maybe you are, and I'm wrong about it. But good luck with that one, Randy, okay? Point well taken. Thanks for the call. 12 minutes after 8.
This holiday season, warm up with the festive flavors of Artisan Bakery Cafe. Savor the Nutcracker Latte, a cozy blend of brown sugar, cinnamon, and pecan. The Griswold, an eggnog-infused latte delight. Enjoy the Old Fezzy Wig, hot buttered rum and espresso latte. Or treat yourself to the North Pole Mocha, rich chocolate with a hint of cool peppermint magic. Don't forget our fresh festive treats, perfect for pairing. Stop by Artisan Bakery Cafe at 1325 Center Drive, across from South Fred Meyer, where your holiday cheer is waiting.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Morning Weather is sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. Areas of dense fog this Thursday morning, partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, high about 55. We'll drop to 39 tonight. Can't rule out a few sprinkles on Friday and a bit breezy, high 58. Much better rain chances this weekend and continues next week.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
You want price transparency? I'll give you price transparency. Joel here with Butler Ford and Truck Center, and from now through the end of December, I'm posting every invoice on every single new Ford on the lot. Walk the lot, see your invoice price, and let's make a deal. I've got 44 F-150s with the invoices posted, 56 Super Duties with the invoices posted, 51 Broncos with the invoices posted. Plus, I've got Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, Mavericks, Mustangs. All 226 new Fords on the lot have the invoice posted at Butler Ford for the rest of December. And remember, if you're a business owner looking to take advantage of the $179 tax deduction for the year-end purchase, Butler Ford is your $179 headquarters. All my Super Duties qualify for the $179 deduction, or maybe you want a lease. Come see me, and I'll show you how it's done. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, your savings. Well, we got it all. And for the rest of December, dealer invoices clearly posted, making it easy for you to get a great deal on your next Ford.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River, in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
Quarter after 8, Michael Williams joins me, embattled Medford 549C school board director. He's been in the news a lot here the last few weeks and months, and I wanted to give him a chance to chat a little bit about what has been going on with him. Michael, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be here. First of all, I'd like to say that the views expressed here are mine and mine alone and not that of the board. Thank you for having me.
All right. Very good. Now, you had the district going after you here recently, trying to get apparently some criminal charges filed against you. And that has gone away now, from what I understand. And your attorney is standing by just in case we misspeak about something. But do you think that... I mean, you got to be happy about the fact that no criminal charges for having the knife and the shears on school property. But what happens next year?
I'm very grateful. I'm really grateful for the outcome. I'm glad that, you know, justice was served in this case. And I think that obviously, people can see that that's just something that I wear on a day-to-day basis for my job. Mm-hmm. It was something that, honestly, merely possessing an item that could be used as a weapon is not enough for the statute to apply.
Yeah, and I would agree. And that's what they figured out at the DA's office. And that's what I was thinking about the charge earlier on. You know, frankly, I was thinking, wait a minute. It's not like you can't walk with a baseball bat on the school grounds, especially if you're a baseball player. But if you hit someone with it, then it's a weapon, right? That's more or less what the law was admitting to, right, or saying.
Yeah, and in a conversation, and I know that it's been mentioned that I have been told, quote unquote, several times. It's simply not true. I had some conversations with a few different people who had asked about them because they, for some people, they thought, well, that's odd. I see this thing on you, and so in those situations, I had a conversation about, oh, yeah, well, that's there. I use it for work. They're shears. They're pruning shears. They're mm-hmm. nothing. And I had a conversation with Superintendent Brett Champion on October 18th about this because he had reached out to me and told me that my pruning shears were weapons, and I disagreed with him. And I said, however, you know, if you can show me in policy, I will do the very best I can to abide by that policy. Of course, that was on October 18th. I think it was around October 19th. Sent me an email with the policy and said, hey, you know, they are considered weapons. And I wanted to go along and get along. And so from that day forward, I did everything I could to ensure that I didn't have them on my person when visiting a campus or a school. All of the other things that they were accusing me of just simply are those accusations are inaccurate and false.
Okay. Are those other accusations going to be adjudicated or moved forward with in some form? I mean, what happens on the board? Are you going to be going back into the meetings or not?
I will absolutely be back into the meetings. There will be some things concerning the October complaints that I won't be discussing necessarily right now. However, mm-hmm. my attorneys and I are preparing a response. For now, what's been levied are, I'd say it's a couple criteria restrictions that have been placed upon me. All communication that I have has to be recorded at this point with anyone in the district. I have to have written approval from the superintendent in order to go to a school campus. Otherwise, I can potentially be trespassed. I'm allowed.
Okay, under what authority can – I mean, you're an elected school board member, okay? So the people elected you to represent them, and you are not allowed to go on campus. Is this because of the yelling? I mean, the alleged yelling and cursing? Is that what that was all about? They seem to get really upset about that. According to the report that I read,
this is about power and control. If I can remind you, all of this happened after I exercised my First Amendment right, and you and I had a conversation about safety. Uh-huh. I find it extraordinary that we have used so many resources and so much time to investigate whether or not pruning shears, scissors, are considered weapons and that I'm considered a threat. And we've implemented, and under what authority, I do not know, these trespasses, and no one can give me an adequate explanation as to why or what makes them necessary. So what you're referring to, I think, is just another example of a distraction that they are using. What this comes down to is the superintendent is accountable to the board. And What I have observed is that whenever that accountability comes into play, there's a significant amount of resistance. What occurred back in over the summer, whenever it came to the removal of that SRO, deserved a conversation. It deserved an investigation because of what I observed, and I still have questions that have not been answered. All of this, the rest of this, is, again, inaccurate, not true, and a extraordinary distraction away from, honestly, what we should be focusing on, which is the real safety concerns that folks have whenever it comes to our children in the schools.
Are there any real safety problems, though, that you're aware of? Because I've been told from back channels that that even the SRO who was reassigned, Doney, is not upset about what happened. And maybe that source that was talking to me was wrong. I could be engaging in the hearsay here. But and so what are you hoping to accomplish then by continuing to move forward here?
And I made this clear to the board chair when I asked questions about this. This is not, I said, I am not trying to get Officer Josh Doney's job back. This is about how this district exercises power, and this is about what I perceive to be a potential abuse of power and that being held accountable. So all that I was asking was, if this was truly warranted, then we should know why and what happened, because you have one of two things that occurred here. Either A, this was potentially, allegedly, a form of retaliation as a result of speaking with a school board director about an issue that the district didn't want coming to light or dealt with.
In other words, speaking out of school, no pun intended, right, Officer Dunn?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Or B, it was the district saying, oh, well, this was, you know, there was something really, really bad going on, and we don't want the public to know about it. Either way, whichever way you look at this, it's not great. And so what I was hoping to accomplish was, you know, people in positions of power, just because they might have, you know, done good things, just because they might have served our country, just because they might have certain titles and even might have had an extraordinary track record, those people are still capable of making mistakes. We aren't perfect. Our district isn't perfect. The people who run the district aren't necessarily always perfect. And as our role as elected people who are accountable to the community, we have a responsibility to hold people, those people who are making the decisions in our district, the higher level decisions, it's our responsibility to hold them accountable.
All right. Now, I would agree with – now, I don't think there's anyone listening who would disagree with you, Michael. Michael Williams with me. Here is the challenge that you run into, and I've interviewed other school board people in the past, and it sometimes gets a little frustrating. The way that you hold them accountable, though, is through board action, and the board, I don't think, has been supportive of your concerns. Would that be a fair assessment, given what has been going on?
I would say that's fair. However, I do have faith that perhaps a couple of them understand the importance of this accountability that I speak of. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I can't speak for them, but what I've experienced so far has not been, I have not had very much support. Yes, that is true.
All right. And if you don't have support of the board, doesn't that effectively mean that you're kind of cut off at the knees? I'm not being defeatist about this. I'm just talking about realistically how this works within the way the school board structure is set up. And unfortunately, the way I said on the air a couple of weeks ago that I was wondering if maybe the part of the your biggest sin right now is actually thinking that school board members have power over the situation. Maybe that's the mistake. And I'm not saying it as a joke. I start to wonder after a while. What's your opinion in this situation?
What I believe is that as an individual, I'm one of seven. Mm-hmm. I am just one of seven. I do believe that the board has more power to make a difference than I think that even some of them believe. We have a responsibility to direct the priorities of this entire structure. And I think that our potential to have a profound and significant impact together is undermined. Now, there's not a lot that I can accomplish alone, but what I would love to see is I would love to see my board come together and my board, and not the superintendent serving as the board chair by proxy. My board.
Do you believe that's what happens right now in 549C?
Yes, that is exactly what happens. That's another conversation, a discussion. But what I can tell you is that what I'd love to see is the elected body who was called to serve this community and make the decisions and hold people accountable. My hope is that we can come together, we can have a conversation. Everything that's been happening in the media and all these things that have spilled over and all these complaints, it's a failure of us being able to communicate with one another. And that's what I'm calling my board to do. I'm calling my board to come together and be objective. Look at the situation for what it is. And again, we can't sit here and say that the district is absolutely perfect. I think that us naming and identifying the ways in which we can be better and the ways in which we could honestly hold the district and the superintendent particularly accountable is not a bad discussion. It's a worthwhile one. I just happen to be the only one saying it right now, but I don't have to be.
All right.
I want to see my board come together.
Okay, that's fine. Something that I have wondered about here. Do you, or when you go back to reattending board meetings and such, you're going to leave the shares out? Are you going to leave the bones of contention out? Are you going to be yelling at anybody any longer, which has been alleged in some of these accusations in the report that was released recently here, Michael? What say you on that?
I'm going to do everything that is necessary to ensure that we have no longer distractions from what we should be focusing on. If that means that I need to pay closer attention to what I've got on my hip, sure. Do I think that I've had conversations in the past that have expressed that I think that you're making a larger deal about this than is necessary? Yeah, that's happened. But I am perfectly willing and I want to do everything that is necessary to move forward. And if that means that I leave a pair of scissors in my truck, sure, I'm happy to do that. That's not a problem. That's low-hanging fruit. We have bigger issues to address in our district, like our budget, like how we use taxpayer dollars, like the safety of our kids in the schools. And not only that, how we support the people who are in the classroom with the students that, you know, we want to ensure are actually learning and can learn in an environment where they feel safe.
All right. I wanted to ask about the safety, since safety was the concern that brought this whole problem up in the first place. And I asked you a number of months ago when I first talked to you if whether the Medford 549C, what we could be dealing with is what they call restorative justice, in which there is such an effort made to bring or cycle students that have misbehaved back into the school quickly that it ends up causing potential safety problems. And you didn't really have an answer for that. Has your opinion changed of this over time or not?
Well, Bill, to be honest, a lot of my focus and attention has been on all of the issues that have been levied upon me through endless complaints. And this is, again, what I'm talking about. I think that what you're talking about is what we should be focusing on. Unfortunately, I've been put in a position over and over again. If you notice, go back and look at the agenda, and you see over and over again, complaints against a school board director, complaints against a school board director, complaints against a school board director. Once, and I pray to God, this is over just as soon as possible, I would like to get into talking about, how we deal with behavioral issues. I think that's a worthwhile conversation. Cell phones in schools, I think that's a worthwhile conversation. That's where I'd like to get. Unfortunately, because of how the superintendent has been pushing, the direction the superintendent has been pushing the board, and the lack of accountability has resulted in me having to focus on some of these other things that are, frankly, asinine and unnecessary.
All right. Michael, I appreciate you taking a few minutes, and thank you so much. You're always welcome here to discuss these issues. And if there's anybody else on the board that would like to speak, or the director would like to speak, or the board chair, certainly happy to do that too. It would be good to see the distractions go away, but given the past, do you think you could still get along in this situation, Michael? Given the past issues that have been coming up and the complaints.
Absolutely. I had a really great conversation with, I won't say who, but another school board director. Happened to run into them out in the community. We had a conversation, we talked for a couple hours, actually. And, that conversation ended, with a hug, actually, and a handshake.
Oh, good.
Believe it or not, and I don't know.
Well, better a hug and a handshake than a restraining order or something.
Correct.
Like that, That's
sure.
Progress,
I
all right?
People, anyone who knows me or who would be willing to get to know me will know that, I'm a very reasonable, I try to be a very reasonable person. The way that I was always raised to be kind, respectful, and quite frankly, as often as you can, turn the other cheek, and love those who persecute you. Those are my values, and that's my conviction.
Now, this is a concern that I'm having, though. What I'm hoping is that we don't in the process of trying to get some accountability, we don't just blow this all up. And I'm talking about, you know, politically, figuratively, you know, not literally, you know, kind of thing I'm talking about. And because from all accounts, I get good reports about Brett Champion. All right. And I do. And maybe they're wrong. And I'm concerned that this in this accountability that it turns personal. Or am I wrong about my assumption here?
You know, what resulted from COVID, from a lot of very difficult things, I think that things did get personal before I even got to the board. I think that, you know, there was a closeness that was developed, and I think that because of that, there was a tremendous amount of trust that was given to the superintendent. And I think that with that trust, there came a lighter hand, we trust them, we're going to pull back, we're going to let them. And I think that with that, anybody, even the best of people, can find themselves in a position where you can kind of take advantage of that amount of freedom and lack of accountability. And whenever you have existed in an environment where you've been able to kind of just do what you want, and then someone comes along and they say, no, I'm going to hold you accountable, there's usually a significant pushback. That's what we're seeing. I haven't been around long enough to develop a relationship with the superintendent. I'm looking at the situation objectively. But I do think that there are some folks who are protective of him, and I can see reasons why that may be. But the point is, again, we all have a role to play in this. And let me remind you what the superintendent has done. Whenever I pointed out something that I felt the board should look into, there have been a bevy of complaints, and there's been a Class C felony investigation that was placed upon me, Bill. That's pretty serious. And that was all because of what? I asked questions. And let me remind you of one more statement from the superintendent. He said, I find it to be egregious that you would even question a statement from MSD and MPD. Wow. It's egregious to even question you, sir. I find that there's an issue with that. It's not personal. This comes down to our roles and the superintendent respecting the role of duly elected school board directors. And it is against the superintendent weaponizing this is not Soviet Russia in 1936. He weaponized our legal system to try and go after me and silence me. Now, that's not personal. That's just wrong because I don't believe he's used to having a little bit of accountability.
All right. Michael, I appreciate your call. You're welcome anytime, and be well. And anybody else, we'll see if other people from the board or perhaps in the district would like to maybe talk about what you've been talking about, too. Okay. Be well and stay in touch. All right. Thank you very much.
Will do.
Michael Williams, school board director, Medford 549C. It's 835.
If your home computer has issues, call Tech Nomad. Tech Nomad is your locally owned and operated computer repair and tech support. They help with annual diagnostics, tune-ups, software updates, removing viruses, installing antivirus, upgrading hard drives, and more. Tech Nomad offers remote diagnostics by phone, pickup and drop-off, or in-home service. Phishing scams are sophisticated, so an innocent click may be damaging your computer performance or compromising your privacy. Call your IT department, Tech Nomad. Visit mytechnomad.com.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty available. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Hi, this is Charlene at American Industrial Door. On behalf of all of us at American Industrial Door, I would like to sincerely thank all of our customers for making this past year successful. I'd also like to express our gratitude to our employees and vendors, too. We truly feel blessed and honored to continue to grow our business while working and living in the Rogue Valley. So from the American Industrial Door family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we look forward to serving all of you in the coming new year.
Kim Commando's Digital Minute, sponsored locally by Tech Nomad. Trust your local computer repair expert. Service done remotely, by drop-off, or they'll come to you. Visit mytechnomad.com.
Here's an early New Year's resolution, and do this today. If you have a 23andMe account, or for that matter, any type of DNA-based account, get rid of it now. I'm Kim Commando for SimpliSafe. Visit SimpliSaveKim.com to save 50% on a new system. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Back 17 years ago, when those DNA-based Trace Your Ancestors websites just popped up, they were one of the biggest Christmas gifts. But today, 23andMe is in a free fall. Their database was hacked, identities were put up for sale on the dark web, rumors are people were sorted based on race, even down to religion. In these days of anti-Semitism, you can see the danger. As the company's money dwindles, it's desperately searching for a buyer. No one knows who will be. So remove any account that you shared DNA. And now that we know just how dangerous these operations are, never provide your DNA to another company, ever. Join 600,000 people who get my free newsletter at GetKim.com. Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. And right now, you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts. Seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting around $1 a day, it's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security Systems by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head to SimpliSafeKim.com to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
839-770-5633. It is Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Ranger, you wanted to talk about that budget again, that CR, which is down in flames. And I guess the choice is try to pass a clean one, most likely impossible. Or you just let it shut down until Trump comes in, probably, I would imagine, is how that would work there. They'll be adjourning pretty soon. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that we shut down and put this entire bill itemized forth and make it available to all the talk show hosts throughout the nation and have them post it on their web and allow the people to see it and discuss it and even bring it to the attention of the other side. And I think when it's really seen and understood line item, they will come to the right decision and say it's a bad bill and we're pleased to have shut down the nation.
Ranger, when has a Democratic interest group ever wanted to discuss this and understand why what they want is bad? Have you ever?
It isn't. It isn't a matter of just of the Democrats so much. A lot of the Democrats have no idea what their people, what their side is trying to put forth, and it's just a matter of making it available for the entirety of the public to see it and understand it and discuss it. And I think they'll be against their own people.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks for making that, okay? 770-5633. Brad's here. Brad, you wanted to talk about the Michael Williams discussion. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hey, Bill. Good morning to you. You know, if you could see a picture of Michael Williams, what you'd see is that he's an ethnic minority, and there's only one other ethnic minority on the board. And one of the questions that I wish you would ask him is, are you surprised by the people that didn't stand up for you, and are you surprised at the people that came after you? Because if you have any interest in this DEI deal at all, he's your huckleberry. There's only one other ethnic minority on the board. It's Lily Caballero, who ran against Kim Wallen. In the last cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, you know, if you're a DEI person, this guy ought to be your huckleberry. But Bill, if I told you that there was a business in our area that ran a $28 million a month budget and had the largest political presence in the Oregon legislature, would you be interested in that? And the answer is there is, and it's tied to the 540. So 549C has, as I recall, about 14,000 kids in it. We know that we spend about $18,000 per pupil in Oregon. So you take 14,000 kids times $18,000 a year, you divide it into a nine-month school year, and you get a $28 million a month budget. That's just 549C. And we know that the OEA is the most influential and most powerful force in the Oregon legislature. So why do I bring that up with relation to Michael Williams? So back in 2000 or so, there was a guy named Bill Sizemore that created Oregon Taxpayers United. And he, believe it or not, he was kind of a law and order guy like you, Bill, and he decided that he could bang heads with the OEA and went after trying to reduce their power. They unleashed a torrent of lawfare against him that actually wound up putting him in jail for a while. You can go back and read the story sometime. I think that there is an effort here to make Michael Williams a cautionary tale. Do not raise your voice. Do not stand up against the powers that be at your own risk. This guy looks like exactly the kind of guy that most people would want on their school board. It looks like he's kind of a blue collar guy. You know, he's a younger guy. He's an ethnic guy. What you're seeing here, I don't think it's the members on the board that are going after him. I think he stepped over a line somewhere and he's being sent a message. And the message is, Mr. Williams, if you want any kind of a future at all in the political space, you'd better rein yourself in and you better get in line and you better do it now.
So what's happened recently, in your opinion, just to turn a colorful phrase, is sort of the horse head in the bed moment, I guess.
I think it is. All you have to do is look what happened to Bill Sizemore. Bill Sizemore. Huh. I'll tell you what happened to him is a cautionary tale.
All right, Brad. I appreciate the opinion. Thanks for making that on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Quick check of the news here, and then more of your calls on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. 770-5633. Happy to talk with you about that or anything else on your mind.
One of each K4 VIN 016551 MSRP 24145 Telluride VIN 576420 MSRP 43330 5982 due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 1/2/25.
Get the gift you really want. It's the holiday trade-up during the season of new traditions at Kia Medford. Upgrade your old sleigh, then save on our huge selection of brand new Kias. Trade up to the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LXS. Just $169 a month lease. Or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive. Only $229 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Hurry in and trade up to a K4. $169 a month, or Telluride $229 a month at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO will return to New York to face murder charges. Luigi Mangione has agreed to be extradited at a court appearance in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested last week after 5 days on the run. A state appeals court has removed Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis from the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others. That decision today leaves the future of the prosecution uncertain. The American economy grew at a healthy 3.1% annual clip from July through September. The Commerce Department says the growth was propelled by vigorous consumer spending and an uptick in exports. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 142 points. The NASDAQ is up by 69. The S&P 500 is ahead 22. More details at srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com. At the offices of Fontana Roofing, the upcoming arrival of jolly old St. Nick to the Rogue Valley is cause for some mild concern. Let's check in.
Brr, it's cold.
Shh.
Out.
Okay, but perhaps you can ask the elf in charge of the Christmas Eve itinerary. Yeah, sure, I'll hold.
You're really talking to...
the North Pole? Absolutely.
You don't trust the post office?
Oh, no, I sent that weeks ago. But we've installed a lot of metal roofs this year on homes with small children, and it's got to be tough for the reindeer to get traction. I'm just curious that they need a list of addresses.
Okay.
That's great news. Thanks, and Merry Christmas to you, too.
What's the verdict?
They quit landing on roofs years ago. Now they hover.
Smart. Way less liability.
Indeed.
You heard it here first. Fontana's metal roofs are reindeer safe. Merry Christmas from Fontana Roofing.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
As you travel during the holidays to visit family and friends, Lithia Body and Paint knows you want your vehicle looking its best. So if you have a dent, scratch, or big crunch in your car, stop by so they can have a look. Simple dents, dings, and scratches are often easy, fast, and affordable to fix. Plus, it's an unscientific fact that your car runs better when it looks like new. Your holiday looking good pulling into the driveway headquarters is Lithia Body and Paint. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
You're hearing the Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED.
Hey, Logan, you wanted to weigh in on the situation with Michael Williams, Medford 549C.
Yeah, I just wanted to encourage people. You know, I'm really glad that Patrick Green decided to do the right thing and dismiss this case. Michael Williams still needs our support, though, and I just want to encourage people as they do support him to maybe go about it correctly. I voiced back in last February, my support of Michael Williams. And because I said that at a school board meeting, my picture was taken to all the members of the school district and said I was a threat and to call 911 if they see me. So what's going on?
All right. What, just because you expressed support for him, I don't know if I can believe that. I have trouble believing that, though, Logan.
It's on video. The whole thing's recorded about exactly what I said. So because of what I said, and you can go to Make Medford Great Again on Facebook and see that video. Why they would do what they did to me is it was completely misconduct.
Okay. All right. Let me just ask you a question. And maybe I should have asked Michael about this. What if there really were performance issues with Doney, with Officer Doney? And there was actually, and I guess we're not supposed to know these kind of things because it's all confidential. You know, it's all, employee relationships, you know, those sort of things. What if there were problems? Would that change your opinion on what's been going on?
Then the problem should have been addressed there rather than attacking Michael. And attacking me as a parent who went and spoke out, literally giving. I actually have a defamation case that's getting started against this.
So you have a lawsuit. Okay, well, that'll be interesting. Okay, get the popcorn again, Logan. Okay. All right, thanks for the call. It's 770-5633. We go to next line. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Morning, Bill. It's Francine.
Hi, Francine. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning, Bill.
What you thinking?
Well, I wanted to ask you, are you going to, when you're gone after your Christmas break, your Christmas vacation,
yes,
are you going to be putting Hugh Hewitt in reruns?
It will be most likely whoever's filling in for Hugh Hewitt while I'm gone, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, here's what I want to know, because that's a rebroadcast, because it's already, the show's already taken place.
Well, it's 3 hours. You know, he's on actually live 3 to 6 a.m.
I know, but okay. So does the station have to pay for that, playing it again, right?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. I thought that was going to be in my favor for my argument. What I would like is for you to pick out some of your better interviews and just put them on.
You know something, that would be a wonderful thing to do. Okay, now let me just let you know. Do you know how much work that is involved in putting together best of shows for about 5-6 days? It is an amazing amount of work.
Yes, it is.
And if I had the time to do it, you know, I'm a one horse guy. All right.
And what if somebody came and helped you?
You know, at this point, no, not going to do it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, not this right now, but I mean, I'm thinking of the future. Okay. Because we would much rather listen to you. Don't you know that?
That's very kind of you. I appreciate that. But yeah, you know, those are the things that, you know, like Lars has that. But Lars has 2-3 other people working with him. You know, he's a bigger guy.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get that. Okay, well, think about it. Maybe, you know, I mean, I'd come in once in a while and give you a hand. I can do some stuff like that.
I will consult my pillow on that, but thank you very much for your kindness.
You could probably find somebody much better qualified, but still, it's a thought.
Yeah, I'll bring Lucretia in to do my best ups, okay? Lucretia, you know I love you, okay? Thanks, Francine.
You love it. You love it. Bye-bye.
Oh, that'd be wild, wouldn't it? All right, 770-5633, 770-KMED. Let us do the real American quiz from Diner 62. Diner 62, remember, Clam Chowder Friday is tomorrow. So good you'll hear the Surf and Seagulls. Just wonderful specials going on right now. The Hot Open Face Sandwich Special, which is going on, the Pot Roast Sandwich. And this is all through the holidays, gravy and cranberry sauce or potatoes and brown gravy. That's the, you know, the other one. And they have ham special for 11:15. That's Monday through Friday during my morning show, 6 to 9 a.m. only, you know, during the week. And crispy sandwiches back on it, pork chop and eggs, 8 ounces. It's all good food. It's all wonderful food. I had a Diner 62 burger yesterday. Oh, just, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the Diner 62 burger is another sign that God loves us, okay? So if you haven't won this in the last 60 days, go ahead and jump on, okay? 770-5633 will get you on. Let me go to this line who has been holding before. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hi, Bill. This is Calvin.
Hey, Calvin. What are you thinking?
Hey, along with the note that the lady just called on, I would absolutely love to hear some Rush Limbaugh again, just an hour when you're gone. Something like that.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun?
I would love that.
That would be so much fun, and gosh, it would be great. I'd be sued out of existence, too. So, by the Limbaugh people. You know?
Okay, I didn't know if that would be possible or not.
Yeah, and, you know, because they still have Rush Limbaugh's website up there, and they still have information there, and I still can't believe he's been gone all these years. I still can't believe it, even today.
People still love him.
Yep, absolutely. Point well taken. 770-5633, you're on the Bill Myers Show. Diner 62 quiz next.
As a business owner, you likely do a lot of driving around town, so turn your business vehicle into an attention-getting rolling billboard. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab brands and restyles cars, pickups, vans, even big rigs with durable vinyl to present your business logo and info in a professional, contemporary design that's guaranteed to make a bold statement. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab is your source for paint protection film, window tint, and vinyl wrap for your personal vehicle, too. Get your design suggestion today. Visit washbuggyautospa.com.
Short and chilly days are an opportune time to work on the interior of your home. Drake's Paint and Supply, your locally owned Benjamin Moore dealer, invites you in for advice on interior painting to transform your rooms that need new paint. Choose from hundreds of paint colors and try a few samples to find the perfect color. Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store and Benjamin Moore retailer. In the Parkway Village in Grants Pass, on North Pacific Highway in Medford, and now in South Medford on Riverside and Central near where the two combine.
Hi, this is Glory from Eagle Point. My dad asked me to get a quote for my own auto insurance and suggested I call Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Steve said in my situation, it would be best to stay on my parents' policy due to my age. Steve did quote my parents, including me in my car, and saved us big time. Great advice, excellent savings. Thanks, Mr. Steve.
Hi, this is Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Every situation is unique. Feel free to call me for a quote or if you just need a little advice. Remember, at Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone with Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on KMED.
By the way, I just realized I had Christmas music on Steve. Steve didn't do that authorized. That was unauthorized, Steve. Sorry about that. You know, just the way it goes. I appreciate you being here. It's time for the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. All the wonderful stuff that I talked with you about at Diner 62. And who do we have up here? There we go. I had it on the wrong day because I have another quiz for Monday. So let me see. Ah, we got Doug. Hello, Doug. How you doing this morning? Welcome to the show.
Hey, doing well.
Doug, it was yesterday in history, December 18th, 1932. The very first NFL game was played. The first playoff game is played. Chicago Bears beat the Portsmouth, Ohio Spartans 9-0. First playoff game. Victory gives the Bears the championship and leads to the playoff system for the first time. Back in 1932, 18 NFL did not have a formal playoff system, all right? So the game was originally scheduled for Wrigley Field in Chicago, but was moved because of really bad weather, waist-deep snow. Where was that first NFL playoff game played? Was it A, Gary, Indiana? Was it B, Des Moines, Iowa? Was it C, Fort Wayne, Indiana? Was it D, Chicago? Or was it E, Cincinnati? One of those five. What do you say, Doug?
Man, it's just a guess. Let me go with Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne, good guess. Right there in the middle. Nah, it's not the one either. Good try. Let me go to, that would be Chuck. Hello, Chuck. How you doing?
Hi. Fine, thanks.
So, first playoff game had to be moved because of the weather. So, did they move it to Gary, Indiana, Des Moines, Iowa, Chicago, or Cincinnati? What do you say?
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. Going back to Gary, Indiana. Not this time. Hey, thanks for that. Let me go next to, that would be John. Hello, John. It's not Gary, Indiana. It's either Des Moines, Iowa, Chicago, or Cincinnati. What do you think?
This is purely a guess, but is it Des Moines?
Is it Des Moines? No. No, it had bad weather too, apparently. Let me go to Bob Kaufman. Bob, it's a 50-50 chance, all right? You there?
I'm going to have to say Chicago.
You're going to say Chicago. 50-50. Good day. Good day for you. Good stuff. The game was also the first NFL game played indoors. It was moved from Wrigley to Chicago Stadium, home of the city's NHL team. Chicago Stadium could not accommodate a regulation-sized football field, so the game was played on a field 60 yards long, 40 yards less than a regulation, and with constricted end zones, and the field was covered with 400 tons of dirt from a recent circus. Boy, I'll bet that was wild. Can you imagine that? What could be in circus mud and dirt? Yikes.
That would be muddy.
Yeah. The game was attended by about 12,000 people. Pretty bizarre. By mutual agreement, neither team tried a field goal. When the teams crossed midfield, the ball was moved back 20 yards, artificially lengthening the field. Only one punt was turned during the game. And a wire service reporter panned the event. There have been comical happenings on the football battlefield without number, he wrote, but herewith is submitted the champion football comic strip, and it was for a championship. Good stuff. So there we go. Hang on, and we're going to take care of this. Another Diner 62 quiz coming up this coming Monday.
Everyone deserves a fast and reliable connection, one that helps better their everyday through the things they value most, friends and family, education and career. A connection that opens pathways to opportunity and builds roads to a better future. At Spectrum, we're committed to delivering just that every single day. Because with the right connection, anything is possible. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
Snow. It's beautiful to look at, but not so good for your car.
Oh, no. She needs to...
Stop!
Are you all right?
I think so. But the car, how bad is it?
It's going to need some body work.
Sorry.
Hey, don't worry. We got someone for that.
Winter can be rough on vehicles and drivers. Lithia Body and Paint is your go-to when you want your car looking like new again. Service, speed, accuracy, that's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
It's 9 o'clock. This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Appreciate you being here. Let's do a couple more emails of the day before we end up taking off for the jukebox. And also, Mark Lee Van Camp at Robbins. Always a lot of fun there. Emails of the day are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. While you wait, crowns available. Pretty good stuff. They have an in-house lab there, which is pretty darn cool. A lot of people upset about the possibility here of this continuing resolution, that bad bill, which ended up getting blown up by Elon Musk and then Trump coming out against it. And then, boy, it just got withdrawn. Problem is that where is it going to head, right? And I don't think there are going to be 60 votes for a clean one that doesn't have all the bad stuff. So you're going to either shut it down or else. Sam writes me this morning, hey, Bill, Congress is broken and has been for most of my lifetime, most likely much longer. The power of incumbency has ensured that no House or Senate election is ever concluded on or conducted on the level. Too much advantage built into the seat holders. Only way to fix it is to break it, shut it down past the pain on everyone. Fight, fight, fight. The press needs its influence shown in their face. Primary all that vote for any CR and vote them to pass a budget or just go home and make D.C. a ghost town. All right. Sam, appreciate you writing. Terry weighs in here. Bill, who cares if we shut down the government? Who cares what the mainstream media says? They have been discredited so bad. Shut it down. The ones of us who support Trump will still support him. Shut the government down. The thing is, you just have to have more than just Trump supporters to get even what Trump wants done. That's my only caution. That's it. And Keith weighs in on this one. Bill, quit sniveling. Shut it down. All right. There you go. Now, if you're okay with that, just understand that there could be complications from that right now, because we are in our own bubble, our talk radio bubble. But I love our bubble, don't get me wrong. But when it comes right down to it, the rest of the people that don't necessarily care for Trump or are only halfway paying attention, they pay attention to the mainstream media, and they would be setting the agenda for them against us. But we'll talk more, okay?
Save big with Oregon E-Deals. Pick up a $100 Cartwright's Market gift card for just $85. Perfect for your next shopping trip. Need property cleanup? Get $120 off dust.